Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now is our friend Mr. Paul Troth. Paul is a former college quarterback. He's been coaching now at the Elite 11 level for years, knows all these young quarterbacks personally. Paul, what's up, dude? How you been?
What's up? What's up? How we doing? Good Friday to y'all.
Yeah, you too, man. I'm just reading from your website, from the Elite 11 website, like just some of the guys you've worked with. Deshaun Watson. I mean, I know you've worked with all these dudes. I know you knew Askins.
Right.
Who in the last like 10 years, who's the quarterback you've enjoyed working with the most?
On a personal level or at the Elite 11? I mean, they're kind of more so the Elite 11 is what you're asking.
Sure.
I mean, every year the kids that come back that are counselors, I enjoy working with the most. I think that, you know, Caleb Williams is an outlier. I mean, he's been that way since his sophomore year when I got to meet him over at the St. James. He came to a regional, and I was just blown away by his maturity, his desire to learn. He's a sponge. On a more long-ended way, I've really appreciated. I'm old now, so I saw Bo Nix when he was like 13,
and that's crazy.
Same thing with, Brock Purdy. They were at a camp and they were like, 12, 11, 13. And now I'm gray haired and those guys are doing big things. So to see the growth, I would say the most fun I've had is Bo Nix, because he's a kid that is his dad's a high school football coach. He just kind of gets it. He overcame a lot of adversity. But those are the personal one-on-ones that I've had a good experience with over the past years.
That's great. And then, I mean, beyond kind of the personal stuff, let's take a look at these quarterbacks this year. You know Caleb well. Is there any doubt in your mind he's going number one? I mean, just tell us a little bit about Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I think that you could put him into the Luck, Manning, Elway mold, where it's a slam dunk, no-brainer. His talent level is well above the next tier of quarterbacks, and it's not even close in terms of what he can do with the football, his body, like his physical like presence about him is just super impressive. And then his just for all the flair that you kind of have seen in the past year, it's more conscious of who he is off the field. Like, he has a small circle. So he's been doing this since he's been at Gonzaga. And, you know, nowadays, that's the nature of the quarterback world. I mean, it's quarterback themselves and then quarterback dads. And I think that his dad has handled the process well. They've taken ownership of their recruitment in high school, and they've taken their ownership over the NIL. And he's just well-spoken. He's, got a good head on his shoulders. He's just an outlier. I mean, I can't tell you how impressed. I mean, I've sent you the videos. Like,
yeah.
He literally can hit the goalpost from 50 yards away back to back. And you're not shocked because he can control the ball that way. I've never seen anything like it.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
As somebody that knows Caleb well, when you heard the silly stuff about, oh, he's going to want ownership or he's going to refuse to play certain places, did you just kind of know that was pre-draft nonsense? Or,
well, I'm kind of an old man, get off my lawn. I teach middle school, so I'm trying to get, my head around the new age of kids. And so when you're hanging out with Caleb Williams, there's this, for example, like we're at Elite 11 Finals in Redondo Beach. He's a counselor. Michael Penix is a counselor. And so is JT Daniels. I mean, not JT, Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
And Jaden Daniels and Penix, they show up in their, what we give them to wear. Now, Caleb, he's his own man. He is comfortable in his skin. So I don't want to confuse comfortable in your own skin with diva. Does that make sense?
Like, it's, sure.
It's not, there's not alarms going off in my head that I would be concerned, because what has he done in college to off the field that would not want you to trust him with your franchise? I think that goes back to Gonzaga. When he stepped on the field, he knew that he was in control of a lot of people's futures and jobs. I know Randy Travers was instrumental. Like, he was a brand new coach and Caleb was a brand new starter. And you could tell that the kid just understood like the responsibility that he had, but he's comfortable in his own skin to be himself. And I think that's what you want, because you don't want inauthentic leadership. And I think for him to change the Bears, he's going to have to come in and immediately like be himself and play his game and distribute the football and win games.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think there's a reason that there's never been really a moment of doubt that Chicago is taking Caleb. I mean, they traded away Fields. They made it very clear, and it's because he's clearly the best prospect in this draft. But let's get
Who's next after him?
Yeah, what happens at number two? What would you – I mean, you clearly know, man, Daniels. I'm guessing you know Drake May. Like, you know these dudes.
Yeah, so it is – it's pick your flavor, because – they're both outstanding. And when if Caleb Williams wasn't in this draft, okay, you would be having a, you could compare it to a Luck RG3 scenario where you could nitpick those two guys like we did back in, 2012 or whenever that was.
Right.
The very two different, I guess, styles. I think the impressive thing about May, I know from our lifelong scout who's seen all of them, talking with him, he is very – we had him comparable to Justin Herbert. He's very cerebral, very athletic. He doesn't get overwhelmed. The big thing about May that I don't know that people are talking enough about is he had Clyde Christensen for a whole year now as his quarterback coach in North Carolina. And that guy coached Luck, Brady, Manning. So he's already going to be prepared into how to handle a quarterback room, how to handle an install, the week to week with all that. Now, on the flip side, you got Jaden Daniels, who like is a bigger version of Kyler Murray, in my opinion. If you go back and look at his high school tape, he is Kyler Murray, but bigger and faster. Oh, and maybe not as fast, but just in that mold. So, does he mesh well with Kingsbury? I think that's where the Commanders may go, just because that system will fit with what Kingsbury can do. And he's probably more NFL ready to overcome any inefficiencies in an offense to use his legs. Where, you see May, he can run, but you can have design runs for Jaden where he might pop off and go 60, and it overcomes a lot of inability to block this up or run this scheme. And not taken away from his arm, because he's tremendous, but his speed is on another level.
So, I mean, God forbid, it sounds like you're really high on both men, like that both these guys can play.
Yeah, I really am. And just from the simple fact that both have had, Jaden has had a ton of adversity. I think that when it comes down to where you're splitting hairs, I think sometimes you go with the kid that has had to overcome a little bit of adversity, because the B. Mitch knows the grind of an NFL season, it's long and it's not fun. So, the ASU debacle, people can say what they want about that, but to me, that's always a kid betting on himself and wanting a bigger challenge. He goes to LSU, he plays for Brian Kelly, that ain't easy. And then at the same time, I just know from experience being around a young man, he comes as a counselor and, all lights and cameras are on Caleb Williams, and Caleb comes out there and but the kid is almost like sitting back, like, they don't know about me. Wait till they get a load of me. And the proof is in the pudding with what he put up this year. So, I think that, they all come from, they all have good backgrounds. The May family, you can't ask for a better pedigree. And then Jaden, he has a good core foundation of family. I know that there's been talk about, you know, mom, but hey, my wife would probably be the same way. If she had something, a talented kid, she wanted to make sure he's taken care of. She's not as involved as I think people are making it out to be.
Yeah, but people involved with their kids' lives, but they have a problem being mad at a parent of athlete. It makes no sense.
I mean,
if they're overbearing, you understand, but they're going to think the same way. And until it becomes overbearing, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I agree. Now, if people are getting on radio shows, and you know, that's different. But I think that people don't understand the quarterback world as it is today. You know, I mean, you've got college quarterbacks making more money than Brock Purdy. So you tell me how we're supposed to handle how they're supposed to handle that.
Yeah.
I think
the Daniel stuff with his mom came from one specific person. We're just going to ignore that, frankly. We're talking with our friend Paul Troth, who's a coach with the Elite 11, goes around the country looking at the best young quarterbacks. What about just the dude, the ability to command the room for Jaden and for Drake?
I think that, like I said, with Drake having experience with Clyde Christensen, that gives him a step up. I think that, you know, God knows how many times, you know, Christensen gave him stories about Manning and Brady and just being able to teach him. I think that when it comes down to it, who's your backup and who's your third string quarterback in the room that's going to, you know, be a second coach? And I think that that's huge. I think that the organization in the past didn't have that. I think that that goes very underrated. Nobody really talks about that. I think that for the Commanders, they need to have a quarterback room that's going to be able to enable the young man to fail, but step out and say things and trust that his voice is going to be heard. So I think that both are set up for success. I would probably say May would probably be more in control just because I'm assuming that he's been around an NFL quarterback coach longer.
Let's get away from Daniels and May. It sounds like, and I know you well enough that you're not like a guy, like a fence rider, but it sounds like you don't have a dog in that fight. You think they both are tremendous prospects.
Yeah, I really don't. I think, you know, it's hard because you have revisionist history and you know, like you got another North Carolina quarterback coming out. I think that that May is battling that. There hasn't been a successful North Carolina quarterback in a while.
People said that about LSU till Burrow and Ohio State till Stroud. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think that with the new regime, I think Kingsbury, if I was making a pick, I'm going to go ahead and take Daniels just because the questions about his frame and his, you know, he's very spindly. But we all know, B. Mitch knows, those quarterbacks are in bubble wrap now. I mean, they're going to be protected. I mean,
I'm glad a quarterback said it. When I said nobody want to hear it.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, it is the truth. Like, just think about Lamar Jackson. Look at how much he's been able to put on his frame. Now, I'm not saying Daniels is Lamar Jackson, but I know he has better mechanics, and I know that he can run. So he has Kingsbury. So those factors alone, to me, if I'm the Commanders and where they're at with the franchise of trying to turn this thing around quickly, that's where I would go. But you can't go wrong going with May. It's just the longer leash on this thing, the longer story might be. May might turn out to be a better one just because, you know, he's not as well. To me, they're both kind of frail looking compared to Caleb, but they're not going to get broken. So,
what about the one thing that's like May has the higher upside, but don't you think Daniels can continue to improve too?
I do, just because of the year that he had. I mean, look at how much Burrow.
Do you worry about the sacks he takes? That's been a popular.
Well, in the NFL, yeah. I mean, I think, but I said that about Lamar. I'm like, one day someone's going to catch him just right, and he's going to break and fold. But it hasn't proven to be true. And I think, honestly, you have to protect him by running him with design quarterback runs, and that's where Kingsbury's scheme should be able to do that. He just has to be willing, unlike some previous Washington quarterbacks, to want to, you know, expand his game to be a complete quarterback. And I think he understands that. I mean, the throws that he makes are NFL throws. And, you know, I think 12 months from now, if you're sitting back and you're saying we're drafting at two and we luck out and be like what the Texans got with Stroud, I think everybody would be happy. But yeah, you're always worried about guys taking hits, but I've never seen him, you know, not get up. I mean, he's pretty.
See, for me, I'm worried about, like people automatically look at the guy who's smaller. And as Coach John Thompson would always say, that guy's been playing with that same body all his life.
I don't
even mean the big guys that get hit get hurt, too.
I mean how often the pressure-to-sack ratio has been big in the analytics community. I also want to be cool to you. I know you might have to run. So if you need to run, say so.
I talked to my principal. She thinks it's pretty cool. So we'll see.
But see, this is the thing about pressure-to-sack ratio. Does the pressure-to-sack ratio take into account when somebody pressure and a dude run a damn touchdown, 50, 60 yards? They excuse that. So you shouldn't excuse that. If I have that ability when you pressure me and I don't throw the ball or take a sack, I run for a 60-yard touchdown. I run for a 15-yard touchdown. Why is that eliminated? So that's why all these analytics, they're great, but they also leave out stuff to make the thing look better for them, not necessarily the overall player.
Yeah, that makes sense. I never thought about it like that. I think the extended part of that, though, should be, okay, can he beat you when you do pressure him with the ball and not his legs? And I think understanding that on third down, especially third and long, when they can go nickel on you and put a spy, he's eventually going to have to beat somebody with the ball. But, I mean, you could flip on the tape and look at May, too. I mean, he scrambles around a ton as well. I think that it's flavor of the week. For me, it's where the Commanders are sitting, what they need to do, the weapons that are already in place. I think for me, I would take Daniels, my buddy who scouted all of them he loves May. You know, he just thinks like there's something about the kid, the pedigree, the cerebralness about him, where that's who he would take. But, you know, I don't want to straddle the fence, JP, so I would take Daniels.
Okay.
I would take Daniels.
All right, there you have it. I know you got to go. I want to maybe we circle back next week because I do want to hear more about Michael Penix. I feel like he's got the best arm, and people are just scared of him.
Well, and a great story. Another great story and a great kid. And, anytime, man, I will find time for you guys. And it's not a good Friday to golf, B-Mitch. It's too cloudy out here in South Riding. So,
hey,
we'll have to find a good one.
It won't be next week.
Paul, thank you for making time for us, dude. Really appreciate it.
Tell your principal we said thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
I will. I will. Thank you.
That's our guy, Paul Troth. Dude knows ball. He sees all these guys when they're like, I mean, he starts coaching these eventual first round NFL picks when they're like 14. That's real perspective. And you know what didn't come up? Emojis.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.